So we learn what it means to be sealed by God. To be sealed means to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we have the power to obey God through the final crisis, which we definitely know is coming. And we can see it now. The Bible says in Hebrews, it says, encourage one another in so much more as you see the day approaching. We see the day approaching today. And so there is a polarization. So in contrast to the seal of God is the mark of the beast. Now the word mark, kerygma in Greek, means to engrave on stone. It means to brand. Now both of those are very permanent. It's pretty hard to change the brand. Now in the old westerns, they would change the brand not by taking the brand off, but by adding something to it to make it look like a different brand. And they could actually take the hide off a cow and see what the original brand was underneath. A brand is something that can't be changed. And so those who are branded or marked, the mark of the beast, are immovable because they have made a whole series of choices rejecting God. His spirit has left them. Wisdom has left them. And they're doing the crazy things that we see in society today. And they are branded. They are marked. Kerygma. Or some would say kerygma. And that's a permanent thing. And so when Jesus finally comes, all will be on one side or another. Now we're moving in that direction today. You're seeing the polarization. As we are appalled at the things going on in the world and how can people get so ridiculous, on the other hand, we're being encouraged by seeing God's followers, Christians of all stripes, being more and more dedicated, more and more righteous in their ways, more loving, more kind. Why? Because this Holy Spirit is sealing them for salvation. So this polarization is happening as we speak. The end is coming. The Bible says, as you see the day approaching, encourage one another as you see the day approaching. We see the day approaching. It's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise to us that this polarization is happening. In fact, instead of wringing our hands over the terrible things going on around us, let's be excited. Jesus said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. We can definitely see the end approaching, and we want to be on God's side. So I would encourage you, as we learned about the seal, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Him, to make obedience to God a priority. And Jesus said the great commandments are love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. So love Jesus. Love your neighbor. And to do that, you have to love yourself. Some people don't like themselves. But when we see how valuable we are to God, we see that we're made in the image of God. We begin to love ourselves and then have the ability to love others and love God. Those are the things that are important. And when we love God, we show that love by obedience. And obedience is not just obeying where it makes sense to us, but it means to obey God completely, to give Him full sway in our hearts, and to always take the steps of obedience. There should not be a long lag between our knowledge of what the right thing to do is and our actions. There is a lag, because we have to train ourselves to obey. And the Holy Spirit helps us in that. But there shouldn't be a big gap between knowledge and obedience. It should be a way of life. And by the way, the word obey is like a four-letter word today. Today it's all relationship, relationship. Obedience, well, you know, that is not emphasized. That's part of it, but it's not really the whole thing. The Bible says obedience is important. We obey, God does the rest. He makes our obedience complete. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He renews our heart. In fact, in Ezekiel chapter 36, he says, I will put my spirit in them and cause them to walk in my ways. So it takes this combination of our effort, the power steering on a car. We turn the wheel, but the steering makes it possible for the car to turn. And so we make choices, and the Holy Spirit backs those up and gives us the power. And that's the combination of God working with us. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.